honor.
Oh, I don't know exactly where the gas coming from, but you can smell it when you come in the building.
That is the sound of a 911 call from that Silver Spring apartment building that blew up. What was it, about 10 days ago now, causing a huge fire and the death of several residents. And one of the friends of that very caller to 911 told WJLA.
911 came, they said they didn't smell anything.
And they didn't do anything. And the next thing you know, we have a gas explosion. Joining us right now, Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein. Thanks for joining us, Chief.
Morning, gentlemen. Thank you.
So what can you tell us a little bit more about this? Obviously, the calls were made. What did the fire department do when they went out to investigate the reports of a gas leak?
Back in the late July, it was the 25th of July, after that call was made as WJLA aired, crews came out, utilized handheld meters, interviewed the folks on site, checked the apartments that were occupied, checked the apartments that were unoccupied by actually placing the meters, or what may be termed a sniffer device, underneath the doors. And that gives you a quick measurement for the presence of methane. Methane is the traditional composition of natural gas. And while natural gas is in upon itself odorless, the sulfur or rotten gas, rotten egg smell that we commonly identify natural gas with is specifically added to cause the identification when it is in the leak mode. So crews checked the building. Crews identified that they had no readings throughout the entire four levels of the building with their handheld meters, and then referred the information to property management.
Do you know then that if the gas company was brought out to do follow-up work?
So I'm not specifically aware if the Washington Gas came out on that event. We do have a normal process in which if you call the Washington Gas because you smell gas, they will end up calling us while they're on the way. They want us to arrive sooner. Once we arrive we find a gas leak, or we find a area of concern that our crews identified, we do call Washington Gas and await their arrival and then work jointly with them. So on the 25th specifically, I'm not aware of Washington Gas's follow-up.
But in this case, you checked it out and you said you reported your findings to the building owner. What specifically did you tell the building owner?
The findings were that we had no evidence of gas in the structure while we were there.
None at all. Is there such a thing as an intermittent gas leak?
There's a lot of opportunities for odors to be created. In a environment where pilot lights can be blown out or can go out causing a slow gas leak, that can create that when someone has the buildup of that natural gas, that can be resolved by relighting the pilot light, turning off the stovetop burner when it was left partially on so that the auto ignition didn't ignite, and that quickly migrates, because natural gas is lighter than air. Natural gas will rise naturally and dissipate into the open air. So it's not uncommon for a natural gas leak or smell to occur. Someone accidentally bumps the burner on the stove, someone in your house, and you come downstairs or come upstairs and say, excuse me, why am I smelling gas? And you go over and you turn the burner back to the fully off position.
Chief, I do not want to diminish what the fire department does and the heroic efforts of firefighters from time to time, but I just want to do due diligence here and follow up. I've seen pictures of a utility room in these apartments that was like there's a whole wall of gas meters where I guess people would come in and they'd read, okay, well, in unit so-and-so, they use so much gas, and the gas company would then determine how much to charge those individual units, but it's a whole wall full of these things. Do you know if they went in with their sniffers to those rooms, those utility rooms?
Traditionally, when we have access to those rooms, we do go into any mechanical areas, because naturally we're going to be looking for where the gas is at the hot water heaters, at the furnaces, at the stoves, at the dryers, if present. So if crews had access to that, which we traditionally do in a garden apartment or style building, they would have gone in there. Again, the meter itself is a pressure reduction point, as well as a metering for use and billing activity. And so with no presence of gas, as the crew's findings, that's very likely that they were in that meter room and again, had no gas at that point.
It's likely, but you don't know. And do we know yet specifically where the gas leak emanated from?
Not sure. That's part of the ATF and now the NTSB's investigative process. As the agent said last week, they identified that it was a gas leak in the meter room that was the likely cause of the gas release. What the actual origin of the ignition source is still part of the investigation.
But, Chief, you will acknowledge that it's unusual to get a number of calls from the same location where they have smelled gas. We now know that the cause of the explosion was natural gas. How do you explain the fact that people were smelling something, they were reporting it, but yet when you got there, you couldn't find any trace of it?
Well, guys, you're referring to a number of calls, and the information, as I'm aware of, relates to the one event on July 25th.
Right.
So we had, you know, the 25th to the late night on the 10th, we had a good period of 2 weeks where there was no other reports of natural gas within the structure. So the fact that in that environment, in a location that they had natural gas or as we would traditionally call burned food smells, it's very common for us to go to buildings odors of smoke or odors of abnormal activities and be, you know, trying to isolate it down to one or the other.
Montgomery County Fire Chief Scott Goldstein, we do appreciate you joining
us.
And as you get more information and as this story develops, I sure hope you come on back. It is 6:44 on WMAL.